بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: صلاة الرجل في جماعة تزيد في صلاته في سوقه وبيته 20 درجة إلى آخر الحديث. The hadith that we read yesterday, and we translated it, a little bit explanation on that hadith. The hadith explains the great reward for performing namaz in congregation, that is with the jamaat. And that the namaz with jamaat is superior to the salat that is performed individually by 25 or 27 times as stated in other ahadith. Yeah, we should ponder that if we are selling an item for 1 rand and we're selling it for 25 rand, if we're getting a price of 25, 27 rand, who will sell it for 1 rand? Where we are getting a proper good deal for 25 rand, 27 rand, we will definitely opt. What a big profit we are making. So with namaz, many times just out of a little carelessness, laziness, we make it alone at home. We are losing out such a great profit. And the profit of this dunya will be only temporary. Even if we may sell an item of 1 rand for 25, 27 rand, it will be temporary. Yeah, that reward is eternal, forever and ever. And we might have heard this hadith many times, but we should try and refresh it in our mind, and especially when that laziness comes that I'll make my namaz at home. Many times for Fajr easily, for any other namaz also, it happens due to certain little pressure, so then a person feels, well, I'll just make my namaz at home. We should try and keep it in mind that we should try and go to the masjid, and the masjid has been built for that purpose. If everyone has to think, I'm going to make namaz at home, then who will be in the masjid? The masjid must be fully abad all the time. The sincerity of intention whilst performing salah will determine the exact reward. And that is what is with reference to this chapter, that is our intention. How much more we are sincere that we are going to the masjid just to please Allah, just to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala. We can well imagine if somebody comes and visits us and he says, I've come all the way solely just to please you, just to meet you. How happy won't we feel? He didn't meet us just by the way. Just in the masjid while walking he met us, or he was doing some other work also, but he came solely just to meet us. How much more happier won't we feel? So much if we also, that we are going to the masjid only to please Allah. How much a reward there will be, how pleased Allah Ta'ala will be with us. In addition, the hadith draws our attention to the virtue of performing wudu with all its sunan and etiquette. That is also another very important thing. Wudu must not be just a slapdash thing. Unfortunately, we are witnessing it's just like that. A person just puts his feet under the tap and finishes, he's washed his legs. But that is far from what is required. In many cases, the faraz also is not completed, his wuzu is not made also. When washing the face also, we must make sure that everything between the beard and the lobe of the ear, that part must also be washed, it must not be left out. Below the nose, where the moustache is, that part must also be washed properly. The whole face from the top where the hair of the head starts, right till below the chin, all this from all sides, from one ear to the other ear. Depending upon our beard, if it's a full beard or just sparsely the beard is, then according to that we have to wash all that also. To make khilal of the beard, wudu is a very important ibadat also, and great, great virtues just for making wudu. And making it a home, we should make that really our habit. That for every step we get so much more rewards that we come to the masjid. We shouldn't depend on coming to the masjid and making wudu. We should make it at home unless there is an emergency. So wudu is also a very important thing. And then also arriving early for the jamaat namaz and eagerly waiting for it to commence. That is also very important. Unfortunately, we are those that we are last to come to the masjid and the first to leave again. We come last, so we make namaz just at the back. So there is nobody blocking us also and somebody else making namaz. And then we are the first to leave. We should try and come as early as possible. As much of our time that is spent in the masjid, very, very fortunate. And if we just additionally make niyat of i'tikaf, which we should do, then as long as we are in the masjid, even if we are just sitting doing nothing, we are getting reward. And we are getting the du'as of the malaika. And also, as we read in the hadith, there are so many other actions which we can do when going to the masjid, and for everything, separate rewards that we get. If we made niyat, for example, for listening to a little talk of deen, explanation of hadith, it's one umrah, one hajj sawab that we get. Then we come here and we are just sitting and waiting for Jamaat to start. Where many of us are sitting making tilawat of Quran Sharif, others are reading some tasbih, some zikr. For all that, that sawab is separate, and we are counted in namaz, that sawab is separate, and the malaika are making dua for us, that is a great extra bonus. In other words, they are great, great things. And all this we can gain when we are in such gatherings. If we go out in Jamaat, we go to the gatherings of the ulama, we go to the khanqas, that is where we will pick this up and it will be refreshed with us and we will carry on doing this. But if we stay aloof and we just stay on our own, it won't be easy that these qualities will come into us. And also all this that comes into a person, we might not realize, but we are progressing spiritually. But we won't notice it, but we are progressing. A person will start coming more earlier, staying more longer in the masjid. There are those fortunate people who get up at tahajjud time, till Ishraq, they are busy with the ibadat of Allah. How fortunate are not all those people. So all this comes into a person, and if a person just has to think, 5 years ago, I wasn't even making my namaz, or I wasn't making it with Jamaat, or I wasn't particular with Jamaat in the masjid. There are many things that we can see, and on this we should make shukr to Allah, and be careful that pride does not come into us on the other side either. This routine is the perfect remedy for drawing closer to Allah. Coming early to the masjid, sitting a little while after namaz, as long as we can. This is a wonderful prescription in order to get the closeness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. While asking for one's needs from Allah and obtaining relief from the worries and stresses of the day. Also, this a person should try and take notice. We are busy in the shop, we had an argument with a customer, with one of our workers, whatever. We went to the masjid, you will feel that relief immediately. As a person makes wudu, he feels that relief already. When he comes to the masjid, as he enters, that stress he is relieved of. Today the whole world is worried of too much pressure, too much of stress, etc. The ideal solution is coming to the masjid and 5 times. We are at home, we have got problems with the wife, with the children. We come to the masjid, we will feel that relief. It's a great, great. And if we make our wuzu properly, our namaz, our intention properly, we will feel that great relief and a person will be living a stress-free life. Allah Ta'ala is exceptionally compassionate and generous in reward to those who perform salah. Any person who makes namaz, Allah Ta'ala is very, very kind to that person. So we should also worry that all of us, that we are making our namaz, and the whole family also, because the great returns that we will get. If in the whole family everyone is doing some business and bringing money in the house, then how happy won't we feel? If everyone is making namaz, we can't imagine what we are bringing in the house. That what we are gaining from Allah, this dunya's gains, no matter how great they are, we will see they are extremely petty, and what Allah is giving us. So we should all try and worry that we all, the whole family, everyone is making namaz. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.